I think this is our first time having the good man Korval up on the Shimmer Community X space, I guess we call it now. Korval, who are you? What do you do? Why do you do it? Really quickly.
You know, I'm a presenter at BlockBytes. I host a daily show. Why do I do it? I mean, I've got to pay the bills somehow. I have a passion for DeFi, all that stuff. Yeah, I'm excited to be here, Mikey, in the Shimmer space. You know, we talk about Shimmer a lot, so I'm really trying to get intimate here with the people in the space in a very friendly way. So let's see what happens, man. Excited to learn more.
Well, thank you, Korval. Very good. Yes, and also everybody listening, if you wouldn't mind retweeting this, my name's Mikey / on Twitter. I will be giving away some shimmy tokens in this space. Not quite sure how yet. We'll figure that out as we go.
Mikey wants to make you a whale. He's going to give away so many.
Oh, so many. So many tokens. So give us a retweet. Follow the account, if you don't mind. JD. Oh, JD's gone. JD was here. He'll be back, I'm sure. But Austin.
Yeah, I can jump in.
Austin's back. What's up, buddy?
Not much.
Who are you? What do you do?
So I work with the IOTA Foundation. I run the Touchpoint program, which is the Open Builders program, where we just kind of create an environment for all of the different builders inside the space to kind of get together, you know, share experiences, and see if they can leverage some of the resources from other teams and leverage some resources from the IOTA Foundation itself. So that's pretty much the gist of it. I also do a little bit of the business development stuff with IOTA and Shimmer in general. But yeah, that's who I am.
Beauty. Thank you, Austin. And he's been here pretty much the entire time on these Shimmer spaces. So really appreciate you coming back, Austin.
Absolutely.
Much love to you. Shout out Gabriella in the audience. And so finally, we also have our good friend Dracula Presley here. Mr. Dracula, who are you? What are you doing? Why are you doing it?
Well, good morning. I was on the show Flipping Burgers there for a little bit, and excited to do these spaces with you guys. Yeah, I've just been a guy that's generally been involved in DeFi for years on end. You know, been a part of a bunch of different projects. I've done stuff on BNB Chain, Phantom, Avalanche, Hedera, Ethereum, a few other things. So yeah, just always looking for, you know, pretty much just always have my head down in some kind of project, whether it's DeFi or NFTs. But yeah, also working on Accumulator on Shimmer, and really excited on that. As Austin mentioned, through Touchpoint, there's a lot of really awesome builders coming to Shimmer, and there's just like a lot to look forward to.
Right. Thank you. So that's the crew today. And of course, this is an open forum. If anybody listening in the audience would like to come up and just hang out, chat, introduce yourselves to the Shimmer community, to everybody listening, please raise your hand. Korval or myself would love to invite you up to hang out with us. So really quickly, Dracula, I would like to talk just really quickly. I'd like to talk more about Potluck Protocol, I think, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. We started as like a DeFi project on a BNB chain, probably 3-4 months after launch, had moved over to Phantom in the early days of Phantom. And then, yeah, on Phantom had just some DeFi projects, have had a lot of NFT projects. So, yeah, it's just been kind of walking the line between the two worlds there. But ultimately hoping to also continue, you know, bringing, like, mixing more DeFi with NFT stuff. Always, you know, interested in gamified stuff. But, yeah, that's been started on BNB, moved to Phantom, and then, like I said, we've done some stuff on Avalanche, done some stuff on Hedera, and then we have pretty much been, like, eyeing doing something on Shimmer for pretty much since its original announcement. So we got, you know, linked up with some early builders and a touch point, like I mentioned. So, yeah, we're moving into Shimmer as well and just looking to hopefully build off Accumulator and, you know, bring some interesting stuff over there.
I love it. And so it's potluckprotocol.com. You guys should totally go check it out. Dracula's an awesome guy, and they have some really awesome artwork on there too. And their main hub, sort of their landing page, is very easy to navigate. It's very cool. And follow him on Twitter as well. Zephyr G has requested to come up and speak. Hello, sir.
Hey, man. It's nice to meet you.
Who are you? What do you do?
That's a great question. Who am I? I'm just a random person. So I actually know Austin Vandeloff. So I've been heavily involved in Touchpoint. I'm the pink ball. People may have seen the Kirby ball if you're in there. But basically, I kind of got involved in IOTA around last year, around April, and then kind of just networked my way through and kind of build up connections and network that allowed me to kind of go cross-chain. I dealt with a little bit of cloud storage and enterprise level operations through that. So I owe a lot of my success to networking and the people in IOTA. So I currently have my own company where I'm basically a service aggregator for Web3 protocols. And yeah, that's currently what I'm doing.
Awesome. Thank you for coming on, Zephyr. Feel free to stay up here the entire time and chat with us, dude. That's what
no worries. I will.
You got
Austin can tell you that. Everyone can tell you that.
perfect. Well, so let's so Austin and JD are gone. Austin will be right back.
Man, those guys, I can't believe they just bailed.
A couple connection issues, but it's all good. So I kind of want to start, you know, again, thank you all for joining us in the Shimmer community space. Again, open forum, come up and speak if you'd like. Raise your hand, we'll bring you up. And also retweet the space, please. The X space. So I've been scrolling through Twitter, you know, the Shimmer hashtag or hashtag, I mean, and just kind of seeing what's been going on over the past, well, every day. But yesterday, I saw something that sparked it led to a discussion that I had with myself in my mind because I am schizophrenic. So has anybody here speaking right now, have you guys checked out or heard about Ice Cream Swap?
Yes, I actually do know about who they are.
Oh.
I think they started on Avalanche. I remember them because I started in they were always an interesting protocol. I think they're the Ice Cream Swap I know, where they kind of started out in Avalanche and they kind of moved out throughout the space. I kind of lost contact of what they were doing.
Maybe. Might be that one, but I'm not sure because, you know, and I don't know the Ice Cream Swap team. I'm not speaking for them one way or another.
No worry. That's what we do. We're people. Continue to say words.
Right. Discussion. So I'm on their website. Ice cream brings people together in nice big yellow Times New Roman letters. And then below that, they have a very lovely bunch of keywords because they are a multi-chain DeFi solution protocol. Yeah. Dex aggregator, RPC, Block Explorer, KYC, Launchpad, and Bridge.
Right.
Tick all the boxes. And they're on CoreDAO, Talos, BitGert, XDC.
Oh, there's a different one, Shardium, but yeah, I see what you're saying. Yep.
Shardium, Shimmer, EVM testnet, Binance Smart Chain, which is now like BNB chain or whatever, Zodex, Dogechain, and Fuse. Now, again, I don't know the team. I'm not speaking against them or for them, but it leads to a very interesting discussion. I would like to ask the panel really quickly, what do you think, across all these chains, what do you think their TVL is?
Some of them are networks that are doing quite well.
There are a few.
So some of them are doing quite well. I honestly can't say because I don't know much about them. But if I had to just make a random guess.
Random guess.
I think their biggest TVLs on either like Binance in total. I'm just going to say, you know, a few hundred thousand. I don't know.
Very cool. Very cool. One more person. What do you think? Across all those chains, what do you think?
I'm also going to say probably maybe a few hundred, probably even closer to like 100,000. I mean, I just haven't heard of Some of those chains do have some volume. Some haven't. I mean, did you say one of them was called Bit Girth?
Bit Girth.
That's a yogurt chain, my friend. That's a yogurt.
That's a big yogurt. No way.
So it doesn't have to do with girth in any way, shape, or form.
It will when I'm through with that.
Okay. All right. Well,
you just go to the big girth guys. Like, you sound like yogurt now, but now you need to sound a little bit more risky.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm just gonna say like low six figures. So I'm gonna say like 100,000, something like that.
Perfect.
All right. Well, Corval? I mean, so Mikey asked me this before the show, and I'd never heard of him. I didn't look into it at all. He just told me something like 10 chains that it's for everyone. It brings everyone together. It's the ice cream social. And I said, 50 million. So I'll stick with that.
50 million. Very good. So the TVL is less than just shy of 1 million.
Was that what? A soundboard, or did you just have a woman in your house?
Yeah, my girlfriend heard that. She just screamed into my microphone.
Now, so again, I'm not knocking. I don't know this team, but they are. We're talking about Shimmer, and you know, it is. It's always fun to highlight and talk about new projects that are porting over from different chains. Now, the discussion that I'd like to talk about quickly, because there's a couple different sort of aspects of it. I think it's important, right, to support. I don't know a better word for this, but I think it's important to support homegrown, quote unquote, protocols. Things like, you know, things like Nakama, Deeper Finance, TangleSwap, Shimmer C, IotaB, all these Iota Apes, all these great. Native's not the right word. I'm going to keep saying homegrown, while also recognizing the need for big players to port over. I'm not sure that ice cream.
I would say like a home-based chain-specific protocol, I guess, is a good word to describe it.
Right. Yeah. That's great. Yes. Now, so, Austin, Mr. Bandeloff, sir, how important is it to support these homegrown protocols, for lack of a better word, or like as Zephyr said?
Yeah. I mean, I'm of the opinion that this is the best route to go. Like, we've got people that have been dedicated to our community for a very long time, and these are the people that we want to support in terms of being the baseline applications that people come to use and to kind of just like create a. Well, I guess the best way to put it is if the people from that are building on our community and for our community are from our community, then there's going to be a little bit more of like a tight niche community that exists with like within our ecosystem. And then the way that we kind of look at it is it's a value add to have projects that are notable from other ecosystems. But one of the things that I think about all the time is that, you know, when I'm reaching out to projects and we see that these teams have tried to launch on, you know, one chain, maybe even 10 chains, like the same thing that I hear is, or the thing that I see the most is, okay, they didn't have any luck on this chain, so now they're trying to come over to this new chain with the same product. They're not really doing much different, and they're trying to figure out how they can attract liquidity and users from a new community. Now, like, I think it's a fine idea, but from our perspective in terms of growing our ecosystem out, I think that it's more important and more effective to actually build from within so that we don't have to, you know, rely on teams that haven't necessarily had success in the past. And so, yeah, I mean, like, we like to prioritize the people from within the ecosystem, one, because they're part of our community, and two, because, you know, they have been dedicated to our space since they've started building. And that's like, that's extremely important. But I do think it's real important to like note that, you know, a lot of teams that are multi-chain, at least this is my perspective, a lot of teams that are multi-chain, you know, they're trying to capture TVL from, you know, 10 different places. And I think it's most important to encourage teams or work with teams that are really dedicated to one space and acquiring the TVL that they need or the users they need from a specific platform rather than, you know, being so dispersed and trying to be a part of everything. Shows their priority.
I love the way you think. Really quickly, let me just kind of sum that up real quick, Zeph.
Oh, no, you're good.
I think you're totally right, Austin. And I love the way your brain works, man, because, like, you know, they're doing a business, unless they're just a giant rug. And again, I'm not saying that ice cream is or isn't, but it sparks the conversation that, you know, supporting homegrown protocols, building from within, like you said, Austin, is the way to go. It's the way to start. Mm-hmm. This hopefully what we experience on Shimmer EVM, this big DeFi boom. But it also begs the question, we have to recognize, or not begs the question, but we have to recognize the need for big players to port over from different chains. So it is a fine line. Zephyr, really quickly, what is that fine line? What are we walking right here?
You know? So I was about to say that, because I've had to deal with a lot of multi-chain protocols, and they're usually ones who are doing it are the ones who are admittedly trying to leech TVL very quickly and trying to grow very unsustainably. You know, imagine if you're dealing with 10 different chains, you have 10 different sets of smart contracts for exactly the same thing. You're dealing with 10 different, you know, separate communities. It's hard to manage. It's hard to, and there's more possibility for exploitation of the programs on those networks. So usually I basically agree that you should basically try to focus on one network and minimize growth. If you want to expand outwards, if you want to expand outwards, you do it when you have a solid foundation to which you can jump ship on, and you kind of do it from whatever kind of synergistic kind of chain that will benefit Shimmer or where your homegrown base is. The fine line, though, is, I wouldn't ever espouse multi-chain for software specifically. It's just added exploitation vectors on top of a bunch of other things you need to manage.
Perfect. That's great, because that actually kind of funnels into the next thing I want to talk about, which is I'm manifesting that the Shimmer EVM DeFi boom is going to boom, right? It's going to just take over DeFi. That's what I'm manifesting. I'm putting it out into the world.
No, I want to say...
Let me finish my part real quick, Zach. We've seen before risks of a new DeFi ecosystem, right? Base is one of them. You know, Base, Coinbase's layer 2 built on the OP stack is now live publicly, officially. But we've already seen, I'm sure those listening have seen anyways, the Bald token. And was it a rug? Was it a scam? I don't know. But people did lose money. Now, with Shimmer EVM mainnet, just around the corner, hopefully. There are risks. There are inherited risks of a new DeFi ecosystem. And Dracula, I'd like to know, what do you think? You know, what should we watch out for? These scams, these rugs, these hacks. We're going to experience it. It's going to happen, right? What are things that we should watch out for?
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, kind of like using Base as an example, even with protocols that have been building on testnet and, you know, all that, you know, mainnet's going to launch and you're still going to need, you know, it's everyone's not going to be able to just flip a switch and launch because you'll need new contracts, everything else. So that's why pretty much when there's a brand new chain, the first thing you see are, you know, the network getting spammed with tokens, right? So I think it's just important to realize that, when it comes to like the life, you know, like the life cycle of like a chain, this just, it always happens. So I would say I would probably avoid like jumping right in to tokens. I think there will be like some volume and movement on that, 'cause there always is, but let's look at Bald, for example. Especially when you have a situation like this where it's brand new, it's rare that it's truly organic. 9 times out of 10, it's the same story. It's, you know, somebody, you know, dumps a decent amount of LP into a pool. And that's what initially attracts people is, oh, like this token just launched. It's got a decent amount of liquidity. You know, everyone starts buying in. And then, you know, the rug that you see most of the time with these tokens is, you know, either a straight up liquidity pool or, you know, it's a honeypot token, which is where, you know, they're counting on everybody aping in really fast and not really thinking about, you know, like, for instance, the honeypot is when you buy in, but you can't sell. So I think a lot of it is just like, if you're looking at it from an investment standpoint, you know, just don't ape blindly. Don't make rash decisions. I know, you know, if you want to like put aside a little bit of funds just to like have some fun and play the lotto, that's basically what you're doing. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want to do. But yeah, I mean, like I said, most of the time it's going to be tokens are the first thing that everybody's just, you know, trying to look for something to buy. As the protocols go live, I think, you know, your best bet's just to, you know, you already have a good idea of a lot of projects that are going to be in the ecosystem. You know, people that you can more or less trust than a random guy just opening a liquidity pool on Shimmer C and hoping that people buy in so you can pull the liquidity. So, yeah, I mean, it's, if you're looking, if crypto is the Wild West, then that initial, those initial moments and days when a chain,
that's the gold.
Yeah. Right? I mean, yeah. Those initial days or whatever, that's when there's probably, you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff like that happening. So, you know, I know everybody has been waiting for so long for Shimmer, and it's like, I think at the end of the day, it's like, just, you know, be patient. Don't make knee jerk decisions. You know, you see a coin shooting up, don't just go buy it just because, you know, number go up right away.
Oof, that's what I do. That's what I do, buddy. That's why I try not to. I try to stay out of these tokens. But I think you're absolutely right, Dracula. I think you nailed every single point I wanted to make. But I still want to hear from Corval in a second. But it's very important, you know, and it ties back into the whole like supporting homegrown. You know, it's like supporting local almost, you know, small businesses. It's, you know, like if you're looking at, like, you know, there's going to be a huge DeFi explosion. There probably will be, I'm sure there will be scams and rugs. Hopefully not, but there might be on the Shimmer EVM once it goes live. A good way to mitigate that is to support local, right? Who's been building the longest here? Who's been in it for the long run? But Corval, what are some risks of a new DeFi ecosystem? How do you mitigate those risks?
Well, I think, you know, Dracula covered a lot of it pretty well. I think the one thing I didn't hear, but I think is a typical risk, is the, you know, like, it's easy to stress test when you're playing with, like, fake money, but, like, real hostile actors don't really come in until there's real money being moved around. So there is some smart contract risk, I believe, that isn't revealed until things become live fire. But the main way to protect yourself against that is still the same. You know, here's some financial advice. I mean, always pay your bills. So, you know, like, always be smart with how much you're allocating, especially to new things. You don't want to get too starry-eyed. That's pretty much all I got on that, man.
Well, thanks. Let's shoot over to Bandalov, because this is kind of like the last bit of the DeFi philosophical sort of segment that I have. You know, when Shimmer EVM mainnet goes live, what are some things to look out for? You know, and none of this is financial advice, of course, but are the examples of new DeFi ecosystems popping off. Again, Base is a great example with the Ball token. Was it a rug? Was it a scam? I don't know, but people lost money.
Well, you know, there's something interesting that I found this over the last week with Base, and it's pretty telling. It's something that I've thought about a lot with our team, and that it has to do a lot with the conversation we were having a little before, where, you know, we definitely want to encourage the homegrown growth for, like, the main applications that are used. But then in terms of creating, like, notoriety or giving us a better name, to outside people, like, you know, players that are, like, in the most basic sense, more important, the larger wallets and the ones that are actually interacting with multi-chain projects and different ecosystems. If we do something similar to what Base just did, and this is what we're attempting to do now, this will allow us to put ourselves out there and put ourselves above a lot of the other alternative networks that exist. And what this is Base just partnered with Layer Zero and Synapse, and they got OpenSea. And I mean, OpenSea is kind of a pretty big stretch, but SushiSwap. So these big named projects that people are all familiar with, and around every ecosystem, the main players use these things. If we can partner with them, that puts us in a lot better position in terms of attracting new liquidity and whatnot. But then I have two more points. So one, in terms of like the risks that are associated with new chains, you know, when a new chain comes into play and people see that there's liquidity moving on there, what you're going to see is these bad actors will appear. They'll make these, you know, scam projects, whatever it may be. But the best thing that I would do, and this is what I've always done, is first you look at what they're building, you read through the documentation, and then, you know, you have to pay attention to who you're following and who you're like taking advice from, whether it's directly or indirectly on Twitter. Like, you know, really narrow down the people that you're getting information from. Make sure that they are not just outright bad actors. I mean, you can't pick and choose, or you can't identify someone as being like the right influencer just by what they say if you don't know them. But at the same time, if you kind of create a network of people that you can follow and at least take with a grain of salt, then you'll have a much better understanding of which projects they support. Like, the best thing about Twitter is what you can do is you can see which people or which influencers are following what protocol. And a lot of times that says a lot about the team that is building it. So if there's a team that says they have 300,000 followers on Twitter, but in reality, like, I don't see personally that there's a single individual that I follow that follows them, you know, I pretty much write it off right away. And the reason is because, you know, in my opinion, it's most likely that these guys are, you know, buying followers and making sure that their image is better as opposed to actually getting real endorsements from people that matter. And a lot of times these endorsements on Twitter come from people who are just building good stuff. So what I would do is focus on the network that you are following, the people that can give you the right information are out there, and they're a lot harder to find than the people that give you the wrong information. So, you know, I would say like due diligence is important, but really, like, as you start to play around in DeFi and whatnot, figure out different strategies that help you become better at doing that due diligence. So, I mean, I think everything else is covered, but that's the main point I have. And then the last thing is, you know, at Touchpoint, this is a program that I run, and I do not like scam projects. Like, I don't want them around our space because we have a lot of new people that haven't necessarily invested in this gold rush type environment. And one of my jobs is to allow people into Touchpoint or not allow people into Touchpoint. And, you know, if you see a blog post with people on Touchpoint, it's generally because we believe that they were worthy of getting a blog post. Now, I can't like say like for sure that every single person we let in is not, you know, getting by us and saying that they're the greatest actors in the world. We hope that they are. But you still have to do your own due diligence and make sure that, you know, you don't put all your eggs in one basket, especially when it comes
there's like a vetting process. There's a bit of a vetting process here.
Yep, definitely. And we vet projects pretty harshly. I mean, that's like we don't want to be gatekeepers. We want to let people in at any stage of development.
Right.
But, you know, we also make sure that we're looking for, we want you to actually be builders in the space. We don't want to see any grifters that are coming in and trying to leverage the name of Touchpoint and whatnot. But right. Yeah, that's what I would say. I think the most important thing is coming up with a good network that allows you to do like some good due diligence.
Bingo bongo, Austin. I mean, like, you, again, you speak to my heart, you speak to my brain, you speak to my stomach somehow. You make me hungry for more. You know what I mean? I think, you know, what do you want? I thought that was fine. But
that was good. That was
a full body experience.
I mean, from head to my head, shoulders, knees and toes, man, I feel it. But you're so right about the network. And that's something that I think I take for granted. A lot of the good plays I've had have been because of my network. A lot of the bad plays I've had has been because I was like, I went rogue. And I was like, oh, yeah, let me just do this. Network is so important. And I think that's what I want this community X space. I don't know what you call these anymore. Twitter, it's not Twitter space anymore. I guess it's X space. Not
really. It's called Key. It's called Key.
It's called Key?
That's what the X stands for, Key.
I'm losing my mind here.
No, to be clear, Elon Musk's kid is... I actually forgot his kid's name.
To
be clear, this is a little factoid. He was trying to call PayPal this at one point.
Right. No, yeah, of course, of course.
Wow, imagine we'd be living in 2043 if he had succeeded.
But that's what I want this to become. Every Monday, BlockBytes will be doing this. I'll be here every Monday. I want it to be a network where people can come listen, especially when mainnet's live. I mean, you know, like what's going on? What's happening? Let's get
to be honest. The Shimmer community key space does sound okay.
It does. But how do I spell key?
It's just X.
It's just X, but I call it
just X. If you ever, yeah, it's just anyone ever played Kingdom Hearts when they were a kid here.
Oh, dude, of course.
It's Keyblade. It's the X key.
Oh my. Okay, that's God.
Well, you know what? So I'd like to thank everybody for having this DeFi philosophical discussion with us. I think to wrap it all up, just that segment, it's important that when Shimmer EVM goes live, mainnet, support local, the homegrown, just be wary of some, be skeptical.
May I add one point about projects that have already kind of succeeded already before the launch of Shimmer EVM?
100%.
And
please do.
So I want to be clear. So Touchpoint's a great concept, you know, to the point where I sort of stole it for my own thing. It's great. It's wonderful. The projects in there, many of them, you know, IOTA started out in this weird space 7 years ago, almost seven, you know, more than that now, where it was kind of focused on the technology and kind of the grand dream that kind of egalitarian, kind of open connection and interoperability and scalability and, you know, making a globalized economy. So the people who entered IOTA first were always the individuals who were more focused on the technology what offered rather than just the profit. I mean, they saw it, but it was a far more sustainable vision. But if you look at the projects that are kind of currently here and are succeeding, Genentech, which kind of fractionalizes land, they just started their kind of Indian farm thing where you can basically take ownership and part of it. It's a good system. Audit One, which is they're chain agnostic pretty much, but they offer insurance and they do auditing smart contracts. I introduced them to Aurora and various other places, and they're doing well. And, you know, as well as, let's see, there's Genentech, there's Audit One, then IOTA Origins also starting to talk to venture capitalists as well. They're a real world asset tokenization thing that focuses on coal, gold, cobalt, and silver, copper. Sorry. So there's the quality of the projects here. You know, DeFi is going to be the wealth generation vehicle that kind of sets the stage for all the other projects that can be used in this space that are not focused on finance specifically. Right. So projects like those do give kind of a real world culpability and kind of feel to things. And they are, because they are, you know, interacting with the outside world and other networks. And they're showing that IOTA does have quality projects that aren't just IOTA focused and kind of brings more people back into the fold.
100%. And this is, you know, like we try to sort of tilt this more to a Shimmer space, but I've been wanting to talk about IOTA. So maybe we'll do that next week, Zephyr.
They are Shimmer projects as well.
Sure, of course. But to your point, I still would love to talk about sort of like the institutional versus DeFi side of the IOTA Foundation. And what
that's a good one.
Let's do that next week because I think that's very interesting. I've been wanting to talk about that. So thank you all for your inputs on the philosophical discussion of DeFi. Moving on now, I would like to ask. There's been a question on my mind for a couple weeks now, and maybe this is the question I've been meant to ask ever since I came out of my mother's belly. And that question is, what are Shimmer holders called? What is the Shimmer holders nickname? And I want to hear from the panel. I also want people in the audience, shout out Fallout Zone, I see you in there, IOTA Vrom, IOTA Insider, Welcome, welcome. Good to see you guys. I would like to know, what are Shimmer Holder's nicknames? Because, like, I remember back, like, DeFi 2021, I feel like every protocol, every token, every chain had, like, a nickname. Do we have any ideas?
All my self-control to not hammer the toilet flush soundboard. But...
Wow.
I don't know. What, you got an idea, Mikey? Start it off, man. People might feel uncomfortable.
Well, I have an idea. Maybe we don't do this anymore in DeFi, you know, but I remember a time when every token had like a nickname, and it was something very silly, but it was a way to just kind of come together and describe your the holder. My idea, my case. You guys ready for this?
Let's hear it.
On the edge of my seat.
Are you on the edge of your seat?
Don't quit stalling.
Shimmians.
I've heard of shimmer knots.
It's like a simian, right? Like a monkey.
Would you rather be?
Do we want to be monkeys though?
Well, okay. So it's a reference to ape, right? Aping.
But no, I got it. Monkeys
are strong. They're loyal. They're fun.
You know that chimpanzees also stalk people? I don't think I want to be that.
Yeah. I don't know if loyalty has ever been associated with a chimpanzee, dude. Don't they eat their owners?
Dude, have you seen Tarzan in the Disney movie? I'm pretty sure those gorillas are great.
Yeah.
Those apes are.
Well, his dad was mean, if I remember.
All right, Corval. So if not, okay, then.
I believe someone said shimmer knot. I like that. I'd rather be an astronaut.
Yeah,
I don't know if I've heard that or what, but that's.
Like, so there's the Tsunanauts, right? But like. There's like for me, this is the worst analogy, but my personal belief is, and this is a joke I tell people, that, you know, the green dust will lead to an iota. Something's not something you want to kind of proselytize, but it is a funny joke.
Wait.
So nobody in the chat, nobody in the audience has any idea.
Shimolians. I think that's the money from The Sims.
Oh, wait. No, Corval, I got you. Ready? Shimoans.
that's funny.
So, is this something that every community has to have? Do ETH people have something like this? What do they call themselves?
No, they don't need to have
it. Are other people just called Shimmer Peeps or like Iota guys? Like, I'm okay with pretty bland for this.
All right. Well, I've really thought it over, guys. And Corval mentioned before the show, something to do with stars. So we're gonna go straight militant with this, like League Marines. We're gonna be Shimmer Roughnecks, like from from Starship Troopers. And we're roaming the galaxy and just beating people up that bother us or don't agree with us. It's going to be a hostile takeover.
I like this.
I love that, dude. I love that Shimmer Roughnecks, Starship Trooper reference.
Yeah, and it's just got a little, you know, Shimmer's not the most, like, masculine sound. It's got a little bit of, like, you know.
It's pixie dust, my friend. It's pixie dust name.
We're in touch with our masculinity enough to admit that we have Shimmer inside of us, but we're also Roughnecks.
To be clear, there are lots of ladies in Shimmer Place. So, you know, it's... Oh, yeah. It's a good name. Shimmer is obviously it's not the special dust most some people want, but
no, I have special dust if you guys want it.
Dude, that's great. It can lead to us the Iota swirls. Anyway,
I like it.
I get tangled every night, man.
This is going great. Actually, Iota is just a great euphemism for just getting hot. It's wonderful. Well, it's awesome. Good.
Perfect. Great. Thank you. So does anybody listening? Put your hand up if you have an idea for a Shimmer nickname. Anybody? Otherwise, I'm just going to move on. Okay, great. Thanks, guys. So the last question I have before the giveaway, and we're going to keep this one short because hopefully the giveaway takes a little bit longer. The last question I have is, I'm sure that you've all seen like graphics, pictures of... How many tokens or coins you need to be a whale, right? And I haven't seen one personally for Shimmer yet. So, you know, like it'll be like zero to, you know, like 1,000 tokens, you're a fish. The next step, you're a dolphin, then a shark, then a octopus, then a whale. Korval, how many shimmer tokens do you need to be a whale? Has anybody made a graphic? Has anybody seen a graphic for this yet?
No, not yet. But I mean, shimmer's 5 cents, so it's a little bit hard. So it's a lot of tokens.
It's true. That's true. Because
the moment it goes up any amount, like it wouldn't be that hard. The price it goes up pretty once you know the network is active. Like you'll just be a Leviathan at that point if you're even doing the gacha.
So for right now, then right now, really quickly, give me a number. What's a whale? What's a shimmer whale right now?
Everything times 20. So it's like,
okay. Yeah. So. Okay. So what would that be? Math. Math is hard.
Math is not hard. I mean, it is for some people, and it is for me. But I guess anything I want to say, if you have any kind of free funds of like, it's a smaller number, but like $40,000 times 20. So if you have 800,000 shimmer tokens, how about that?
I like that. I think Dracula had a good number earlier. I think 800,000 to a million, that makes you a whale right now. In shimmer, that's about $55,000 of shimmer tokens is a million. I think that makes you a whale.
I'd say that's fair, especially when you know if number go up when the EVM like launches and everything goes to mainnet.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to lead to that really big shimmer high. You know it.
Hey, we're manifesting that right now. In the sex space, Jeff likes it.
100%. You know, the shimmer community key space.
Key space, yeah. Dude.
This is a pretentious theme, I must say. It is, so, but you know what?
We have 15 minutes, and I do want to do a giveaway. So, before I do this, Austin, Korval, Dracula, okay. Zephyr, anything you want to say real quick? Before I do this,
This is not for less for me, but you know, guys, do check out if you're builders or anything of things like that, building, supporting, want to direct builders their way. The Shimmer Community Grant Program, you know, they're doing some good stuff. One of my buddies, Edward Valzone, who's making a Unity SDK for IOTA, is going to be something interesting.
Nice, very good, Zeph. Yes, and of course, everybody listening. Follow ShimmerNet, see what's going on. Follow Touchpoint, Zeph. Follow Protocol. Follow Poly Protocol, Dracula. Follow Blockbytes. Don't follow Korval. He's a crazy person.
Man, you threw him out of the bus, you poor bastard.
All right, I mean, I came on this space to help you, and this is what I get.
Well, yeah. So I do want to give away some Shimmer tokens to those listening. Now, the catch is. I only want to give it to people listening. Zephyr, I think you do fall into this because you were a community member that came up. But the rule is you have to come up and answer a rapid fire round of questions. Okay? I've been thinking about it. I'm going to give away $50 worth of Shimmer tokens to the winner. Now, the way you win is you come up, you answer the quick rapid fire round of questions. Your name gets put into a little spinny wheel that I have pulled up over here. And then I'll send you the money. To make sure that you aren't afraid of coming up, I'm going to ask one of the panelists a first round of questions. And it's going to be the same questions for those that come up and answer. It's fun. If you wanted some money, raise your hand after this first round of questions. Raise your hand, come up. Answer the questions, chance to win. I think I'll start with let's do Korval.
Perfect.
Because Korval can't win, right?
Yeah, not with you, obviously. I can't win.
No, of course you can't. So these are the questions. Five really easy questions. After this round, raise your hand on Twitter Space, come up, introduce yourself to the community, answer the questions, chance to win $50 of Shimmer. First question, Korval.
All right.
What is your birthday?
My birthday was 3 months and 2 days ago.
Okay. What street did you grow up on?
I grew up on, what was it? I grew up on a bunch of streets, dude. I grew up on Peppercorn Lane and Candy Cane Avenue. And
what was your first pet's name?
Porkchop.
Oh, lovely. And the final question is, if you had to fill out a W-9 or something, mm-hmm. and they asked for your social security number,
okay,
what are those four last numbers you would write?
Well, I don't have one of those, so.
Oh, okay. I'm just kidding. Obviously, that's not the real questions. Just a funny joke, because I'm so funny. So the real round of questions is this: how long have you had swimmer for? What was that? Are you flushing the toilet on me? Do you flush the toilet on me?
Jeez. Man, someone's showing some shade at you. Throwing some shade at Cooper right now.
Who was that? All right, so really, honestly, the actual round of questions for the chance for to win some Shimmer tokens. Question number one, Corval.
Wait, we're doing it again.
How long have you held?
Okay.
How long have you held Shimmer?
I think at this point, like 3 months.
Okay. Would you rather hold for the rest of your life 2 Bitcoin? Or 2 million Shimmer tokens?
For the rest of my life. The rest of my life. Till I die?
Well,
I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter if I can't do, like, I can't spend any of them.
Well,
I have to hold till I die.
You can. No, no, no. You can only, like,
have. So you can have 2 million of that or Bitcoin.
Okay.
No, you can't have. You can only have one of the
and
other.
It's up to,
you can only have one or the other. Like,
but you can do DeFi with them. You can do whatever you want with them. But you can only have.
And Zephyr said Bitcoin. I only need like 500,000 to be a whale, the Shimmer.
Two Bitcoin or 2 million, right now Shimmer tokens. Answer the question. This is rapid fire.
Shimmer, I guess then.
Nice. Do you give financial advice?
Yeah, in private.
Okay. Favorite pizza topping.
Pineapple.
Nice. Polarizing. I love it. Do you own any NFTs?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
I like the Riot Ghouls I have by Elf on Phantom.
Okay. Well, very cool. Well, so everybody listening, those are the questions. Raise your hand right now if you want to come up and try to win some.
I'm willing to be one of the second test subject if you're okay.
Well,
with
Zephyr,
it.
Zephyr, you're definitely one of them.
Okay.
Because you came up earlier, and you might be the only one because I don't think anybody else wants to.
Great, I'm brave enough or more shameless enough to talk.
Are you ready?
You okay.
All right. All right. So here's your round of questions, Zephyr. And again, everybody listening, raise your hand or do an emoji symbol if you want to come up.
Feel free to deride me for any of my silly answers. Anyway,
no. But anybody listening, if you want to answer these questions, have a chance to win some Shimmer tokens, do an emoji, raise your hand, come on up. Corval, keep your eye out for that. Perfect.
Hell yeah. All right.
All right. So, Zeph.
Yeah.
Question number one. How long have you held Shimmer?
Well, I say it's been 7 to 8 months.
7 to 8 months? Would you rather hold 2 Bitcoin or 2 million Shimmer tokens?
2 million Shimmer since its upside's bigger.
Boom. Love it. Do you give financial advice?
I can't because I own a company. That'd be awful. But, like, if you're going to tack NFA to something, best not to do it.
There you go. Favorite pizza topping?
Calabrian chilies.
Wow.
I like spicy stuff.
Hey, love good spice. Do you own any NFTs?
I do.
What's your favorite?
Well, I say my favorite is the LuxDAO thing I have, the guild membership.
Very cool. Anybody else? If not, the speakers are just going to enjoy the raffle.
Vandaloff needs money.
All right, Austin, ready?
he needs some help. No, I'm kidding.
All right, Austin, ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. How long have you held Shimmer?
I think it's also been around like 10 or 11 months at this point.
Very cool. Would you rather hold 2 Bitcoin or 2 million Shimmer tokens?
I think the upside for Shimmer tokens in a bull market is way bigger than the upside for Bitcoin. So I would definitely do the Shimmer.
I love it. Do you give financial advice?
Not anymore.
Perfect. Favorite pizza topping?
Favorite pizza topping? I'd have to say like barbecue chicken.
Oh.
Maybe God. Buffalo chicken. I'm probably split between the two of them.
See, again, you're speaking to my stomach, man. I love it. Do you own any NFTs?
Yes, I do. I've owned a bunch of NFTs over the years.
What's the what's the one closest to your heart? What's your favorite?
I have a Bong Bear, or it's actually a Boo Bear, but it's my profile picture here, and that one's been a fun one for a long time.
I love it. Perfect. Dracula, are you ready? No one really wants to come up here and talk. Gabriella,
I mean, no one's going to speak. I can ask you your own several own rapid fire questions. I can ask you some crazy stuff.
Mikey might be able to keep his 50 Shimmer tokens.
No. I don't think so.
We gotta start calling on people.
Jeff, you don't want to come up here? Jeff, John Doe. I'm trying to incentivize people to come up here.
Gabriel,
we got somebody.
Let's go. Gabriella, I just invited you up here to speak.
Gabrielle? I think it's Gabriel. Oh, Gabriella.
I said Gabriella.
Sorry about that.
Isn't she the one? Oh, well.
Jeff's coming up. Jeff, hello, sir. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, you got to unmute the microphone. Bottom left.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Welcome, Jeff.
What's up, gentlemen? How are we doing? Home.
Hello, Jeff. Jeff has been on my radar for a long time. He's putting out some really awesome tweets about Shimmer and IOTA lately, especially about mana, however you say it. So check him out. Follow him on Twitter. But Jeff, we're running out of time. I want to ask you some questions.
You ready? Let's do it.
Okay. How long have you held Shimmer?
Since the genesis of the network.
Wow. Bing bong. Would you rather hold 2 Bitcoin or 2 million Shimmer tokens?
Definitely Shimmer. I'm way more excited and invested in the community and the IOTA space, you know, of course.
Brilliant. Do you give financial advice,
Jim? Hell no.
Favorite pizza topping?
Spicy honey, actually.
Bro, that sounds good. Bro, Jeff, good man. Jeff good is man. A good real man. One. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah. Do you own any NFTs, Jeff?
I own quite a few, yeah.
What's the one most dear to your heart? What's your favorite?
My favorite are the Shiweas, or however you say that. I'm sure I'm butchering the name, but the Shiweas is awesome.
Okay. Don't know what that is. Sounds cool, though.
It's the one where basically it's like they're semi-realistic, like furry animals that are in the Shimmer space, and like one of our content creators actually created a couple YouTube videos and is making like I guess a feature film about them. And there's like QR codes embedded in the YouTube video, and you can like scan them and stuff, and see the link to where they exist on the Sooniverse space.
Oh wow! All right, very cool. Well, Jeff, really quickly, introduce us before I get to Gabriella. Introduce yourself to the Shimmer community. Real quickly. What you got? Who are you? What do you do?
Cool. My name is Jeff. I'm based in Seattle. I previously worked in the cryptocurrency industry under a company that was a custody platform. I've been in IOTA since, I think 2016. And I'm currently on the treadmill, so that's why I'm sounding a little out of breath.
Oh, I love that. Are you working out and listening to this talk? That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yes, sir. All right.
So thank you very much, Jeff. I've been wanting to bring you up here. I hope you come up more often. I think you're a very smart, intelligent guy, as are all bald people. So
appreciate that.
Of course, dude. So Gabriella, welcome.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello, Gabriella.
Very well, thank you. I'm glad
fine.
I'm glad you came to speak. Are you ready for the rapid round of questions?
Go ahead, shit.
All right, ready? How long have you held Shimmer?
I think it's been for 10 months already. I don't know, since you were able to make the staking. Very cool. I've been holding that. Yeah.
Very cool. Right. Staking IOTA and getting, or MIOTA and getting Shimmer. Yep. Yep. Would you rather hold 2 Bitcoin or 2 million Shimmer tokens?
Definitely Shimmer tokens. Of course. Cool. No question.
I love it. No one's said 2 Bitcoin yet. That's very, very interesting. Do you give financial advice, Gabriela?
No. Yes. Do your own research. Yeah.
That's right. Do your own research. Favorite pizza topping?
Definitely not pineapple, but I think.
Good lady.
More for me. Shots fired.
More for me.
Sorry. Anyway.
This is getting out of control.
All right. So what is it? Again? What is?
Sorry, it? I had to tell that. I don't know. I think pepperoni or I don't know anything but pineapple.
Classic.
Yeah.
Do you own any NFTs?
I own a IOTA bot. And the IF NFT that the guys were given a few months ago. I can recall the OG IOTA NFT, I think it was called. Yeah.
Right, yes. I have one of those as well.
Yeah.
So is that your favorite then? One of the IOTA what's your favorite?
Yeah, definitely the IOTA. Both of them are gorgeous. I think the IOTA bots was one of the first projects on the IOTA ecosystem that launched their NFTs. Definitely great. And yeah, the other one, of course, it's a masterpiece. So I also like it.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much. I have Jeff, Zeff, and Gabriela in the wheel right now. Last chance, last call for anybody else in the
Gotta add Austin. He needs it. No.
Should I add everybody? I should.
As long as you can give him my spot. At that point, it's still just three. No.
I'm gonna do Jeff twice, Gabriela twice, Zeff twice, Austin once, Dracula once.
Just give it to the community. Man. You don't need to put me in there.
All right, cool. So last call. Anybody else listening? Would like to come up and do the rapid fire questions for a chance to win. Perfect. All right, ready? Here we go. Let's see here. Click to spin. Oh, it's Jeff. Jeff, congratulations. We have a winner. Here, I'll take a screenshot if you don't believe me. Congratulations, Jeff. I would like to thank everybody else for coming and listening today. We'll do more of these giveaways eventually, probably not next week because I just gave Jeff my lunch money for the entire week. So,
man, how do they must not treat you right about bites? No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. But we do these every Monday, guys. Everybody listening, I want to thank Gabriela, Zeff, and Jeff for coming on from the community. I mean, it's difficult, but the idea of this community space is to get everybody involved, come up, ask questions, have fun. And of course, Austin Bandeloff, thank you so much for coming back, man. Really appreciate you.
Absolutely. I do want to say one thing to close it out. You know, what Zephyr was saying earlier, you know, there's a lot of ecosystems that kind of just copy and paste and you know, you see another ecosystem with a bunch of forks, of different projects, and these are the main use cases of crypto and whatnot. But what we're seeing on our network, which is really cool and interesting, is, you know, there's a lot more of these unique projects that are trying to do the real world asset stuff, and they're using the actual Layer 1 instead of just the smart contract platform, and it's right. Very fascinating. And so there's something to be said about that doesn't happen elsewhere too much, and so there's really some excitement. I saw some tweets today. And this weekend about a lot of just some more FUD, you know, like, oh, things aren't launching yet. Well, you know, I'm just here to say that things will launch. It takes time. And, you know, if they were to have launched in the last couple of months, that would not have been the best scenario for our community as a whole, just because you do have to rely on the markets in general. And so I really encourage people to just stay with it. You know, I mean, you're literally right around the corner from seeing the live network. And once it happens, there will be some excitement that comes down. So thanks a lot for coming out. And, you know, if you have any questions for me directly, or, you know, you want to bring some specific project over, just hit me up on Twitter or Discord and I will be here.
That's right. Thank you, yeah. Austin. Follow Touchpoint. Follow Bandaloff on Twitter. Follow Blockbytes. Follow ShimmerNet. Follow Jeff. Follow Gabriella. Follow Zephyr. Thank you all so much for coming out to another weekly rendition of the Shimmer community. What's it called? Keyspace. Right? And we'll see you guys next week. I want to see more of y'all up here next week. I'm not doing a giveaway, though. My money's gone, so...